Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 24th. Tempers are flaring in the final weeks of Colorado's annual legislative session, and some of the top priorities for lawmakers are in serious jeopardy, or all but dead. Benta Berkland has more.
It's unusual for the Senate president to bring reporters into his office for a hastily called press conference. But that's exactly what Kevin Grantham did on Thursday. The reason? It was to explain why a bipartisan bill seeking to ask voters to raise the sales tax for transportation could soon be dead.
It's always been known that 1242 was going to have struggles when we got to finance or when we got to appropriations just because of the makeup of the committees. No matter how you slice it, this comes down to a sales tax increase. I'm not sure what ornaments we can hang on this tree that will make that not as important as it is.
The tax is a half-cent sales tax increase. Part of the money would fund a $3.5 billion bond for statewide transportation projects. It would also raise billions more for local road and transit projects. The bipartisan bill cleared its first committee, but it's expected to die in the Finance Committee.
After we trim the hedge and mow the grass, we can then look at maybe doing some more landscaping. But until that happens, I don't think it's really appropriate for us to do that.
That's Republican Senator Jack Tate of Centennial. He plans to vote no. So do the other GOP committee members who hold the majority.
And I think we should exhaust better options first.
He says one of those options is Senate Bill 267 from Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling. It would add about $1 billion for transportation by using state buildings as leverage to borrow money for large infrastructure projects. It would also enterprise a fee collected by hospitals and move that money into a fund that doesn't count towards a cap on how much money the state can spend. The bill's still alive, but in limbo. Sonnenberg has delayed it after he says negotiations with Democrats broke down.
I was interested in saving hospitals, and they're interested in keeping more taxpayer dollars. I don't know where this goes from here.
There's a whole lot more in that bill that has to be fixed.
Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker of Boulder is co-sponsoring the bill with Sonnenberg, but she says she's long had significant reservations with it.
We all want to help the hospitals. We need to do it in a way that doesn't put us in another Tabor situation in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. That's just kicking the can down in a way that doesn't actually help.
Becker is referencing a major sticking point, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or Tabor cap. Republicans want to lower it. Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman of Denver, don't. They say lowering the cap would force Colorado to give refunds to voters instead of using that money for budget priorities like education.
There are ways to come together, I think, to take care of the rural hospitals.
Without the bill, hospitals could face a $500 million budget cut next year, and some rural hospitals have said they'd close their doors or drastically cut services. Guzman feels like she could help broker a deal, but she says her Democratic colleagues in the House haven't included her in all the negotiations, even though she's also one of the bill's sponsors.
I have had a very politically energized communication during the wee hours. I have said, this is my bill. As long as we are working it in the Senate, which is where it is, let us work this bill here.
For her part, Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran of Denver says it would be disappointing if both the hospital bill and transportation proposal fail.
The saddest thing about this is that we're coming forward so that we don't leave communities behind. And you know which communities are most likely to be left behind if we don't come forward with a statewide solution? It's going to be our rural communities.
But there is still some time. This year's legislative session ends on May 10th, and Senate President Kevin Grantham says he's not ready to write any obituaries just yet. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
In Colorado and around the country, more than 500 demonstrations were set on Saturday to celebrate science's evidence-based methods that supporters note led to cures for diseases, technological advances, and more. Eric Galatis has this story.
Saturday is Earth Day, and thousands are expected to take to the streets in Washington, D.C. and other cities across the U.S. and around the world. But instead of celebrating the natural environment, the People's Climate March will happen a week later. Sarah Avanja, a biologist with Cornell University, says tomorrow's events are an opportunity for people of all political stripes to stand up in support of science.
And without it, we would have no cure for polio, no microchips, no cell phones, no artificial hearts, no treatment for diabetes. This is not a partisan issue. We all benefit from the products of science.
One of America's most famous scientists, Bill Nye, is co-chairing the event alongside Dr. Hannah Atisha, who discovered dangerous lead levels in kids living in Flint, Michigan. Coloradans can join events in Avon, Carbondale, Denver, and Fort Collins. More than 500 demonstrations are planned across the globe. Last month, EPA Chief Scott Pruitt dismissed the consensus of 97% of climate scientists when he announced that carbon dioxide is not fueling climate change. President Trump also gave scientists a reason to leave their labs and head into the streets by proposing to cut billions from the nation's science programs. Avanja says evidence-based policies are needed now more than ever.
And this comes at a time when we ought to really be inspiring science and innovation in light of these extreme global challenges that we face, from global food insecurity to global climate change. So we need to be investing in innovation, not slashing the budgets that fuel innovation.
The March for Science has been endorsed by more than 100 groups, including the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the world's largest science organization, the American Physician Scientists Association, Girls Who Code, the Nature Conservancy, the Union of Concerned Scientists, and others. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The Paonia Senior Center is holding one of its most popular events of the year this week. On Wednesday, April 26th, the center will host its annual 90s celebration for all senior citizens in the North Fork Valley who are aged 90 years or older. The event offers fun fellowship, a nice lunch, and music, and is free for anyone who is 90 or older. RSVP, or let the center know you need a ride, at 527-3435 or call Lynn at 527-4544. Then on Wednesday, May 3rd, the Senior Center will hold a bake sale from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tasty cookies, cakes, pies, peanut brittle, and other fabulous baked goods will be available. All members of the public are invited. Proceeds benefit the Senior Center and help pay for insurance and extra expenses. And finally, the Senior Center is looking for volunteers to help with the weekly meals at the center, as well as delivery of Meals on Wheels. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.